Hey, Hound Dogs, I'm David Hankins.
I'm Paul Hankins.
And welcome to On the Air with Power Squared, a weekly look behind the scenes, what we hope will be everyone's favorite comic book, Power Squared.
That's right.
We were supposed to have a guest. We even advertised that on Instagram, Seth Latterman, and he didn't respond to the invite.
So we've been having some technical difficulties there.
So we're going to have to sort of carry on with the show without him.
That's right.
So hopefully we can get him back sometime in the future. And the whole point was to talk to someone who has actually read the comic books, and he actually was part of the Kickstarter. And we were just hoping to kind of, since we talked about the writing the comic book and the drawing and the coloring and the lettering, then the next step is, of course, somebody who's actually read it.
Yes.
And it just didn't happen this week like we'd hoped. So we thought instead, since issue number 10 is coming up, we would spend some time sort of previewing that issue.
Yes.
There's no set. We're still kind of waiting for proofs from the printers. We have a, I'll say, an international printer, artithmeric.com, and sort of a U.S. printer, Kablam. And we're sort of waiting for proofs from both of them. Before we submit it to Comixology and get the whole process going.
Yeah.
So hopefully you're all, you've read issues 1 through 9 and ready to go with issue number 10. So issue number 10 is called What's in a Name?
Yes.
And it's the first time that the boys decide to call themselves Power Squared.
Right.
The boys, as hopefully you've and read in previous issues, the boys have gotten some, I guess, fame at school. They had thwarted a robbery, and Eli had saved the life of, saved Jennifer from being kidnapped.
Yeah.
And they had actually captured the guys that had done the kidnapping, or the attempted kidnapping. And so the school decided to kind of give them Marty and Eli Day at school, and that was sort of the plot of Kirby Good and Evil, which was 7 and 8. And so we are entering, I'm sorry, then we had Math Magical, right?
Right.
And then we come up on this one.
So yes.
6 and 7, 8 and 9, and so this is 10.
Yeah.
So 6 and 7 was... sorry, you always get these numbers confused. Kirby Good and Evil, and then Math Magical, and then now What's in a Name?
Yeah.
And so the school school paper, the Hound Dogs Howl.
Yes.
Which it may sound familiar as the name of our newsletter.
Which you can join at powersquarecomicbook.com/join.
All right. Always plug.
Read the first issue for free.
That's right. Yes, if you go to, yes. And we encourage you to do that. The editor of the newspaper decides to interview them for the paper, and she asks them what they call themselves.
Right.
So if we want to look at some of the pages. You know, it starts out as just sort of a normal day. The boys are sitting around trying to figure out what they're going to call themselves, or what they're going to tell the editor they, you know, call themselves. They'd rather name themselves than let the school name them, because, you know, they have hadn't had success with that in the past.
Right.
When they were in high school. So we see Uncle Brian. They live with their Uncle Brian, if you're not familiar. And he, of course, is trying to help them out.
Yeah.
As best Uncle Brian can. Uncle Brian is sort of a, I wouldn't say ne'er-do-well, but he's not, you know, bad. He just doesn't seem to have any sort of income. You know, he somehow he's taking care of the boys, living in his loft, but we don't really know what he does for a living.
No.
One of those kind of mysterious characters. And so he's trying to help them out, figuring out what to call themselves. And they're going through some what had been public domain names for comic book duos, and then they decide on Power Squared because their last name is Powers.
That's right.
And Power Squared sounds better than Powers times 2. That's how it's decided. So he also thinks that maybe they could sell t-shirts with the name on it. And the boys turn him down. So they go and talk to this is the conversation I have with the uncle. They go and they talk with Quincy Davidson.
Quincy Victoria Davidson.
I always forget her middle name. It was my idea to give her one, too. Quincy Victoria Davidson. She is the editor of the school paper, and she is sort of just trying to find out about them, and she sort of has an attraction to Marty.
Right.
Because he is the single of the two. It's sort of known to everybody that Eli is dating Jennifer Perry. Who's the girl that he saved from being kidnapped?
Yeah,
in a previous issue. So now Marty has had sort of a maybe kind of relationship with Mocha.
Yeah,
that never has come to fruition. You know, she's when Eli kisses Jennifer, Jennifer kisses Eli for the first time. She's never kissed a boy, so Mocha kisses Marty and likes it.
Right.
And for a while, every time she sees them, she makes a point of kissing Marty.
Right.
And, but that's as far as it's really kind of gotten with them.
Yeah.
As, you know, as far as we're telling in the script. So, he is, they're not really a couple, and so when Quincy seems to have interest in him, he feels like he should explore it. Right?
Right.
So we see some shots. If you're a regular, I'll say, viewer, follow us on Instagram, you'll see some of these images may seem familiar because we've been previewing the issue, images from the issue for quite a while now. But we sort of see the boys post the interview talking about what was going on and, see them walking across the campus, and so the boys, Marty gets ready to go on a sort of the story is that you know, we don't, there's something about Quincy that we don't know.
Yes.
And I don't know how much we want to get into it here.
Well, we can cut off at 5 pages right here.
Okay. So basically there's something about Quincy that the boys aren't aware of.
Yeah.
We do find out that she is actually dated. She and Steve went to a dance together in middle school.
Right.
And that was about as far as we're going to know. There's more to it than that, obviously. But the idea of the story is that they get involved in another escapade with Quincy. And actually, this story kind of goes on. There's 3 issues of What's in a Name, and then we go on to The Imposter. And the whole story arc kind of takes those 5 issues to kind of
right.
conclude.
Right? Yeah.
So hopefully we're going to get 10 out in a few weeks, hopefully.
Depending on the publishers.
Right. Again, we want to look at the proofs, make sure it's going to look good for you. There are also some things we're kind of excited about in relationship to issue 10. Not only are we going to have some fun t-shirts that are kind of related to the issues, Team Marty, Team Eli.
Yeah.
But we're also going to be redoing the website to make it a little more collegiate. Again, that we put something up on our Instagram. Peak of the Week was sort of a look at what we're going to do with, if you want to look at that, what we're going to do with the shop, make it more of a campus store. The idea of trying to give you a little feel. Instead of signing up for the newsletter, you're going to be enrolling at the school, and there'll be classes you can take, including listening to us drone on here.
And this image, if you're on the Twitch, yes, will start appearing in the book.
Right. And so we will be, having that as an ad in the book.
Yeah.
And then we hope that you will join through there. And again, you will be able, we'll also have a campus store. We'll also feed off of this page where you can buy all the issues, buy the t-shirts, and whatever else we have out, posters and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's a lot that we're hoping to put together. And I think we'll change the landing page to also be more of the enrolling in the school as opposed to signing up for the newsletter.
Yeah.
So a lot of changes to come with issue 10, and we hope to get that out again the next few. Yes. Yes, college feel without the college prices. Thank you for saying that. Yes, it will be essentially free unless you want to actually support us and buy the issues, which we all encourage. And there will be a place to actually buy each, in where you can buy each issue.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of excited about that. Yeah. Anything else you want to?
Well, how did we come up with the story for issue 10? I don't know if we talked about this before, but it's a good question anyway.
Yeah, it is. We were trying, a lot of times these are a kernel of ideas that we had kind of at the beginning. And, you know, we've been calling them Power Square, but we wanted that to be something that they would have called themselves at some point.
Yeah.
Because again, their last name is Powers. And, we thought that was a pretty cool name at the time, 7 or 8 years ago. So it was a way of introducing that name, to have them call themselves that. And also it was a way of bringing back some, I'll say Dr. Atlas will make a reappearance here. And it was also a way to introduce new villains as well.
Yeah.
Which we've been trying to do. And we will have gone through the three that we introduce in the first issue or second issue, first issue. We have Dr. Atlas and Dr. Brubaker and Dr. Jordan all are there in the first issue. And we've kind of gone through their little story arcs. So we thought it would be good to introduce somebody new.
Yes.
And so I don't want to give away too much.
Right.
But anyway.
So I guess that about wraps it.
Wraps it up, yeah.
If you're on YouTube and you like this video,
God bless you.
Like and subscribe if you want to see more, and ring that bell if you want to see exactly when new videos go up.
And if you're on Twitch, you can do the same thing. You can subscribe.
Yes.
I don't know if there's a bell on Twitch, but you can subscribe. And if you're listening to this on Podbean or Google or Apple Music or Spotify or wherever else this is, you can also subscribe there as well.
Yes.
So we encourage you to subscribe and hopefully go and join. If you have not done that, go to powersquarecomicbook.com/join and get on the newsletter.
Yes.
All right. So until next time, I'm David Hankins.
And I'm Paul Hankins.
And this has been On the Air with Power Squared.